Washington Performing Arts presents mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato and the ensemble Il Pomodoro in Eden, exploring humanity's connection to nature through four centuries of music. And it's such a pleasure to welcome by phone opera superstar, teacher, and activist, Joyce DiDonato. Is this performance one where you get to be all three, singer, teacher, and activist?
It's true. It's actually been quite a profound experience for me because all three of these areas have always been so paramount in my life and so interesting. And I think I didn't necessarily set out to design it that way, but it's happened quite organically. The things I love and the things I really care about have aligned in a really organic and, I think, quite powerful way with Eden.
How would you explain this performance?
It's very interesting. I'm not sure I'm very good at explaining about it because I found that the strength of it is experiencing it. It's been a bit of a challenge to try and explain to people what it is. It is a performance. It's a concert. It's set up as a recital in a way. But we have staging with it. We have lighting and a bit of a set. We try to create an atmosphere that, in a way, almost becomes meditative. And all of that is in the service to try and provide, first of all, an extraordinary musical experience. We go through, as you mentioned, four centuries of music, and not necessarily congruently, trying to bring an expansiveness into this concert that is timeless, that shows this idea of the balance and harmony that we find in music, paralleled into the natural world as well, in a way that can allow people to try and find a connection that is, again, quite organic to themselves, to the people that they're experiencing this with in the concert hall, and to the natural world around them as well. And we have the composers such as Mahler and Rachel Portman in a world premiere called The First Morning of the World that takes us into an atmospheric world to really find a kind of profound connection.
But I'm wondering also if the placement from the Ives to the end tells the story, and there's an arc and an end and a beginning.
That's really deliberate. And so we have a recording, an album that is out, and it's structured exactly the same as the concert experience because we do have such an eclectic range of music that we've actually broken a lot of rules, I think, or not necessarily rules, but standards and traditional practices in the classical music world. And it astonishes me in how well it flows together. And it's through this idea of setting out on a kind of journey, questioning how to try and make sense of what we're living right now, and a yearning to actually find more connection. And we demonstrate what that perfection of the natural world in Ich atme deinen Lindenduft from the Rocketlieder of Mahler. Where we experience the perfection of the most glorious spring day that we've all experienced at least once in our life. But then there's an unrest that comes in, and there's the turmoil of disconnection and imbalance and non-harmonious world where we feel really sort of tossed out of the Garden of Eden And then we find our way back to an even deeper connection, again, ending with Mahler. And it's a really deliberate construction to almost confuse people to come really into the present moment and just let the music take them where it's going to take them.
Aside from the Rachel Portman, are these songs that you have sung before that are already near and dear to your heart, or are there some that are brand new to you?
It's a full mixture. For example, the big aria of Handel from Theodora, As with Rosy Steps the Morn, has been new to me this year, but I have been singing it quite a lot. And of course, it's in a style that is very familiar to me. There's Cavalli and Marini that are brand new to me. The Mahler are pieces that are somewhat new. I really started with them at the start of the pandemic. They really called to me. And so much of this project is quite new in the last 2 years. And there's something about the creation of new music for me with this project that feels very exciting. But the piece that we end with is Ombra Mai Fu of Handel, which I've been singing for decades now. And it feels like an old, beautiful, timeless friend to me. And that has been a joy for me to highlight in this piece.
I know maybe this is going to sound a little bit corny or cliche, but how do you want people to feel at the end of this?
Kati, thank you for saying that, because we could look through the filter in one way that this whole program is quite naive and corny of like, oh, we're going to plant seeds and we're going to give hope to the audience. This will be, I think, almost our 20th concert when we arrive in the DC area. And what I'm feeling is this momentum and this palpable feeling from the audience that they are revitalized. And it's like an injection of hope and beauty from this concert. So it is not naive. It is really, it's one of the reasons I know your audience and the public turns to music, because it is one really concrete way to shift our mood, to shift the way we're thinking about things, the way we're feeling about things. And I think it's such a moment right now in the world that we're living at. We have this beautiful tool to turn to, and to now return to the concert hall and experience it as a community again. And I'm finding that it feels very healing to the audiences that we've been bringing this to. So it's not a naive question. I think it's the opposite. I think it's exactly the kind of thing we need to be embracing right now.
Mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato has been my guest. She'll be presenting Eden with the ensemble Il Pomodoro under the auspices of Washington Performing Arts on Sunday, April 24th at Strathmore. Tickets and information at washingtonperformingarts.org. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
My pleasure, Kathy. Thank you.